I want to share with you what I call the blueprint for praise. Psalm 67 from verse 3. Let the people praise you, O God. It's our month of wonder. So let the people praise you, O Lord. Let all the people praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the peoples righteously and govern the nations on earth. Verse 5 says, let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God. Come on, say my own God. Come on, say my own God. Shall bless me. What a trust. My God, my own God. Shall bless me. Very confident. Say my God. My own God. Shall bless me. In the name of Jesus. He said, after he has blessed me, verse 7 says, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. That's why you must prosper. That is why I take it personally that you must prosper. Because one of our daughters was telling me here this morning, she said she was at work, and then somebody asked her, oh, what church do you go to? And she said, Gateway Chapel. And the woman went, Gateway Chapel. Ah! Is that a church that a pastor took their members to Israel? And she went, how did you know that? He said, well, I follow that church on Facebook. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we were not up to scratch too, that's what they would say. Ah! Is that a church where the people are not up to scratch? That's why you must do well. It is for the sake of the gospel. That's why you must have peace of mind. It is for the sake of the gospel. That's why your marriage must be blessed. That's why we will do everything possible to ensure that husband and wife, you are happy in your own home and your children are growing in the fear of the Lord. He said, why? He says, my God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So the blessings of God upon your life is a tool for evangelism. The blessings of the Lord upon your life, your peace, the peace of God upon you, your comfort, your perspective, your actions, your reactions, the blessings of the Lord. And the Bible says it makes rich, it has no sorrows. It's a tool, it's a means for evangelism. Amen? Praise the Lord. And so this morning I want to quickly share with you what I have called the blueprint for praise. The blueprint for praise. So I want to please share two categories of two items. The first one will be the reason to praise God and then how you actually praise God. Is that okay? All right? Is that okay? Grab your pen and paper. Let's get rolling. Number one, God Almighty is worthy of our praise. Psalm 18 verse 3. He said, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord. Psalm 18 verse 3. Bring it up very quickly. Psalm 18 verse 3. I will call upon the Lord who is what? Worthy to be praised. God is worthy to be praised. God is worthy to be praised. God is worthy to be praised. And it says, let the people praise the Lord. It said, then the earth shall yield its increase. So when you praise God, he brings you into a dimension of harvest. And so you have to settle your mind first that God is worthy to be praised. What does that mean, worthy to be praised? It means that you don't praise God because you feel like it. You don't praise God because you are happy. You don't praise God because you have a need. No, you praise God because he is worthy of your praise. He is God, Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, Elohim. You can't rate him, you can't rank him. You can't rate him, you can't rank him. It's the first criteria for a proper praise. It's the first criteria. You can't rate him, you can't rank him. He is worthy to be praised. So this is the foundation for praise. I have benefited from praising God. I'm telling you, I have benefited. I have benefited financially from praising God. Financially. My career is a function. How well I did with my career was directly proportional to my capacity to praise God. Because God is settled in my heart forever, my brothers and my sisters. Settled in my heart forever. It's settled in my heart forever. God is settled in my heart forever. So settle God in your heart. Separate God from your existence on planet Earth. What does that mean? See, you are God. God is God. Right? Come rain, come shine. Whether you are happy or you are unhappy, whether you are broke or you are prosperous, God is God. And you must approach him as God. He is Lord. That's why so many Christians are not blessed. That's why so many prayers are not answered. They don't qualify. God is not rated in their heart. Psychologically, they think God is a man. Psychologically. So they never consider God in their perspective. They never consider God in their perspective. I fear God. I fear God. I'm afraid of the God I serve. I mean, literally. I honor God. He is worthy to be praised. Habakkuk 3. Let's digress a little bit. Habakkuk 3. Let's look at 17. I'm sure you know this scripture. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine. Are you listening? Though the labor of the olive may fail. That is, after I have sown, right, there's no harvest. And the field yields no food. Though the flock may be cut off from the fold, my business fails. And there be no herd in the stalls. That means that I may be exposed to the cold winter. Next verse. Yet. Come on, say yet.
Yes.
Aha. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. He said, do you know what that means? He said, even if there's no flock in the herd, right? So there's business failure. And then the man is dancing. Does that make sense? He said yes. So it's like the man who has just been made redundant. Right? And then they call him. Are you coming to church? He said, oh yes, I'm coming. In fact, I'm so happy. Why are you happy? Well, I've just been made redundant. Do you understand? Because Christianity is not easy. Anyone who told you Christianity is easy, they lied to you. Christianity is not easy. That's why a lot of amens doesn't get to heaven. Because the recipients and the prospects, they don't qualify. How many of you, let's back up that verse. We are talking about praise, right? How many of you will praise God if the fig tree, you know what a fig tree? I lived in Cyprus. Fig tree, that's people's business. People have orchard of figs. Do you understand what I'm saying? No fruit be on the vine. Do you know what it is to cultivate a vine? And well, it's not a plant. A vine is where wine press comes from. So after putting in that amount of investment, it's time to harvest the fruits you will crush to bring wine out and sell. Enough, and there are no fruits on the vine. Will you praise God? Which of you here will praise God? So when we say praise the Lord, that is the qualification. I can't measure that, but your father can. Now, you see why God doesn't answer prayers or answer all prayers? Because he knows that this, you, I love you, I love you, I love you, has agenda. He knows that this is your five foot steps, these steps you are doing. He knows, he said, I will tell him, look at you. Take the vine and see why you're still be in church. Take the vine and see. Take the sheep. In fact, they won't take the sheep fold. Just take one sheep. When people, in a society where people are complaining to God because they didn't get salary increase. There's no salary increase. He said, I'm not happy. People complain because there's no bonus. I said, bonus. Do you understand? Bonus. So how do you think Jehovah would now relate to that person if you now tell that person, if it's not just bonus, there's no salary? He says, yet. Yes, though the flock may be cut off from the fold and there be no herds in the store, yet, next verse, I will rejoice. I will joy in the Lord. I will have what? I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. That is the one. So he is worthy to be praised. In fact, the fact that I am born again and spirit-filled means that God is worthy to be praised. After salvation, every other thing is extra. Oh, where I come from, every newspaper has a column called the, do they have it here? They have what they call it, the obituary column. They don't have it in England. They have it. Hey, you go to the obituary column of any newspaper. You will find your mates, age mates, in there. That's a fact. You find age mates. Number two. So number one, why do we praise God? Right? So we want to get the vessel right. Two, we praise God because we are called to praise God. Come on, say, I am called. I am called. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You are called to do what? Exactly. This is your assignment in life. This is your job description. You are called to praise God. Whether you have or you don't have. In fact, you brought nothing to this earth. You brought nothing. I have not seen anyone who is being buried and they bury his or her golden tooth along with the person. No. 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 All the labor is in vain. In fact, God help you. There are some families, once the father of the house passes, the children will just go start fighting each other over what they have not worked for. Yeah. And the man will just be crying and say, hey, look at them. I invested in business, I didn't invest in the children. He said, the Porsche is mine. He said, no, you, it's the Peugeot. Oh, no, it's the house. Oh, no. Say, who are you? Say, hey. Do you know what I'm talking about? You are called to praise God. That's your assignment. Whether you have or you don't have, if you get to the level, this level I'm talking to you about tonight, you will stop struggling. And by the grace of God, I try as much as possible, I'm not there yet, to operate at this level. Today people see it and they call it humility. Oh, Pastor, this is very, very humble. I'm not a humble person. Right? I just fear God. I'm not a humble person. I just fear God. I just fear God. And I don't like struggling. I can be very lazy. I don't like hard work. I don't like hard work. I don't like doing things twice. I don't like being slow. I hate catch up. You know, I hate catch up. I hate struggling along. I like to boom, hit it on the head. And get my results. I am very result-oriented. And so because of that, I find out what God wants, and I just keep my head down. Right? Just keep your head down. Keep your head down. Keep your head down and enjoy life. I love that. So God has called you and I. So it's my job, it's your job description to praise God. In every circumstance, praise the Lord. In every situation, you pray. So praising God is not the activity, but it's the state of heart. Does that make sense? Amen? Amen. You are very quiet. But you must hear the message. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. From verse 9. It says, you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house. A holy priesthood. Come on, say a holy priesthood. To offer up spiritual sacrifices. Who offers this? Who offers them? You. Acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. He says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation, You are his own special person. Are you listening? Oh, I remember when I got born again, I read this one. I became very arrogant. I was walking around, I said, I'm a holy, I am. Oh, royal, I'm a priest. I mean, I was pacing up and down in my father's house. So proud. That you may what? Proclaim the praises of him. This is why I got you saved. This is why I made you, this is why I chose you. This is why I made you a royal priesthood. This is why I made you a holy nation. You are a whole nation by yourself to yourself. A whole nation. A whole government by yourself. Please think about this. This is our spiritual heritage. He says he made you, he chose you. He made you a holy person by priesthood. He said to do what? To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God, right? That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So the day I got born again, July 4th, 1988, 6 p.m., this became my job description. This became my job description. To praise him, to show forth his praise. To show forth his praise. That is what God has called me to do. That is what I'm still doing today. Every day in my home, you will still see here, we say, oh, praise God. Praise God. God is good. I have been doing that when I was poor. Praise God. When I was lonely, praise God. God is worthy to be praised. He called me out of darkness. For by now, maybe I'll be long dead. I don't know. But he called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. He made me a holy nation. He made me a royal priesthood. And he made me his own special person. Can you imagine that? You are his own special person. And if you are here this morning and you are suffering from low self-esteem, it happens. That is, you see yourself lower than what you really are. It's an attack from the devil. Born again, spirit-filled Christian. You are a chosen generation. Don't allow anybody to tell you otherwise. Amen. In fact, I fell in love with this scripture so much so that my natural birthday, I threw it out of the window. So for the past 29 years, this has become my birthday. The day he gave me this job description, a holy nation. You can't beat me. How? How are you going to beat me? How are you going to beat me? A holy nation. He said his own special person. I am God's own special person. You are God's own special. Everything I touch has to work well. Why will it not work well? And I want to challenge you to subscribe to your job description. That you are a holy person. You are a God's own special person. And God chose you. He hired you. That's the way I saw it in my mind. He hired me and he gave me his job description. And he gave me his backing. I said, from now, just be singing my praise. Show forth my praise. Ah, only that? Man, game on. Game on. This is the root of my confidence in God. Was that number two or number three? Number three, praise changes us. Praise changes us. Praise changes us. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 5. Thus says the Lord, what injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, have followed God idols, and have become idolaters? When you follow an idol, that is something that has no meaning, you become something that has no meaning. I love the way NIV put it. NIV says, they followed worthless God and became worthless themselves. So, praise changes us. Whatever you put focus on is what you become. The Bible says, and they looked up to him. No, 2 Corinthians 3 says, but we all, with unveiled face, behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed. So praise changes you. Praise God long enough, you start behaving like God. It says, Psalm 82, verse 5. It says, I have said, you are gods and children of the Most High God. Are you listening? Whatever you focus on, what to become. That's why I always encourage you, encourage church members. Don't hang around with people who are not going anywhere. Amen? Please, don't do that. Don't be the best person in your cycle. Don't be the best. Because there's no room to aspire to. Whatever you focus on is what you become. Whatever you focus on is what you become. And so focus on God, and then you start reflecting the nature of God. Do you understand? Because anything outside this, you can sing all you want to sing. You're just singing for yourself. It's not registered in heaven. There's a criteria for registering your praise in heaven. All right? So it says, but as we behold him, I love the Living Bible. It says, and as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like him. Praise changes us. Praise changes us. Praise changes us. That is not just the songs, the heart. The heart of praise, how you perceive God, changes you. Changes you. Well, that's why we always tell couples, when we counsel couples, we always say, listen, remember, first of all, you are brothers and sisters in the Lord. And so both of you should focus on the Lord. And when both of you focus on the Lord, you become like the Lord. Then your relationship gets better. Amen. Whatever you focus on is what you become. Praise changes you. Show me someone who is grumbling or unhappy when things don't go their way. I will show you someone who is detached as far as praise is concerned. I see it all the time. Show me someone who is unhappy with God about an issue or a circumstance, and I will show you someone who is detached as far as praise is concerned. Praise should change you. Praise should change you. Amen. Amen. Number five, praise defeats. Oh, is it? Number four, praise ushers you into the presence of God. It ushers in the manifested presence of God. Psalm 22, verse 2. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you deliver them. Come on. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. We are talking about the month of wonders. Praise makes wonders happen, but not just. There are people that are singing. There are people that sing. They sing, but that song is not a registered praise. Any gifted person, and you don't have to be born again to be gifted with the ability to sing. Do you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be born again to be gifted. So there are so many gifted people in the house of God, but they are not, they sing. Anybody can sing. As long as you have a vocal cord, you can sing. But there may be no melody, but it's the song. How great is our God, sing with me. Even a baby can sing. Even a two-year-old can sing. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there are people that can stand and take the mic and bring the house down, and but it's not praise. It's just a song. It's just a song. And there are so many Christians that just do songs. But their life is not a life that praises God. God has no weight in their heart. Pastor, how can you measure that? Because of their actions, reactions, choices, and decisions. That's how we know. Praise. I don't know what song Jesus Christ sang when he told Lazarus to come out of the dead. What song did he sing? What song? Pastor T. What song? What hymn did he sing? But before he got to that tomb, he said, Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I honor you. Praise is honor. And then he got there, and then he screamed, Lazarus! So we've got to get the vessel right and get the perspective right. Don't be a musician. Praise, properly done, ushers in the manifested presence of God. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of his people. He writes in it. Praise him properly. I'm not saying song. You can praise God without uttering a word. Melody of the heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't know about goose. Anybody can generate goose pimples. Goose bumps. Goose pimples. Oh. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you understand, church? In my heart, I can't communicate what I'm. Anybody can generate. Anybody can. That's why the body of Christ is weak. Because you see someone, including preachers, anybody. You can. That's why Paul said, I have not come to you with great utterance. No, it's not in the vocabulary. No, neither is it in the praise. Lucifer was a great worshiper. My goodness, can you beat that one? In all that worship, he wasn't praising God. So with all that praise and worship, he was still cast out. So how many prayer points are cast out of heaven? How many vessels is God casting out? Because the person singing is not praising. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so don't put in that CD in your room and then be bopping your head in your car and say, I'm praising God. Is that why? Then when you see your brother, you say, this is my brother. And then you can't forgive your brother. You can't share. You can't give. You can't do anything. I say, it doesn't matter. It matters. It matters. The vessel matters. You can't praise God with an impure vessel. How do you do that? And put it with the youth and be dancing. Or put Michael Jackson. And this is the same rating. What is it? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not in the bopping of the head and the melody. You like music. If you're not born again, you'll be in a nightclub. So you're in the church, now you look for something, a substitute. Eh? Have you not seen, they say no more smoking. So they now go around with this pipe. Habit is habit. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you remove cigarette from him. Then you replace it with a placebo, right? And the guy is he creating the illusion of a smoke, right? Have you delivered him? No. When Jesus delivers, I know a guy, right? He was a smoker, and he got born again. So for a long time, he was using a patch. And then one day, he said, I've had enough of this. Lord, help me. Overnight, he woke up, the patch fell off, he didn't even know. You don't even know. When Jehovah delivers, when Jehovah steps in, you are like brand new. He will hit a reset button. I know, I heard people who are on drugs. They went to bed one day and they woke up the next day. An entire appetite, self-confessed addict. We know people who are hooked on pornography. Woke up one day, that appetite was replaced by a repulsive taste. Because that is stepped in. So we're not talking about mimicking praise. Anybody can mimic praise, but I don't like wasting my time. Right? If I'm going to go for praise, I go for praise. I can't go for adulterated praise. The one that just exercised my body. That Jesus is not in it. So when I'm in trouble, who do I cry to? So if you're going to do it, just do it. If you don't want to do it, don't fake yourself with it. Does that make sense? Don't fake yourself with it. You don't fake yourself with it. Go in and go hard. That's how we do it. Don't fake yourself with it. Praise ushers in the manifested presence of God. And you and I, we need that. We need that. Because the devil will deal with you. We need that. Amen. And lastly, praise defeats our enemy. Praise defeats our enemy. Praise defeats the devil. Psalm 8 verse 2. It says, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, children in the Lord. Psalm 8, verse 2. Bring it up quickly. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. Kai! Cha, cha, cha! Because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. Because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Praise defeats. So this kind of praise defeats your foes. You won't have the time to consider them. But now, the church, we call a prayer meeting just to pray about our enemies. We call a prayer meeting just to pray about our enemies. We spend more time focusing on our enemies than we focus on God. That's the truth. We spend more time. I want to challenge you to dwell, to praise God, and let Him inhabit your praise. And you tell me, when you are done with that praise, if you can still find an enemy. If you can find what is troubling you. You praise God. You praise God. So praise is not the music. Don't bop your head to praise. No, no, no. Don't bop your head to music and call it praise. No, 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 no. Your heart. Your heart. Your heart. Where do you place God, number one? What is your approach to God? What is your attitude to God? And then next week, we'll then look at how you then praise Him. Does that make sense? Amen. Rest to your feet and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We bless your holy name. Lord, I release upon your people tonight, this morning, a garment of praise, the garment of praise, the garment of praise, Father, the garment of praise. Raise your hand to heaven and say, Lord, I receive the garment of praise. Come on, pray for yourself. I receive the garment of praise. I receive the, God is waiting for some of you. And some of you, your instrument of praise is now rusty. What does that mean? Your heart, your approach, your process is now rusting. Reinstate me, O God. Once upon a time when you think about God, you break out in tears. Once upon a time when you think about God and what He has done, you break out in tongues. You break out in prayers. You dance when there's no music. But now, you're far away, far away. Reinstate me, O God. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. That's the joy that shows forth the praises of Him who has called you. That's the joy. He said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. The joy of my salvation. The salvation, the joy of my salvation. Lord, release upon me, O God, the garment of praise in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. This is a wonderful month, and great things will happen this month. I want to position yourself that God will measure your heart today, and God will see a contrite heart, and God will be pleased with the utterances of your lips. Come on, pray and say, Lord, help me. Help me, O God. Help me, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help me, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me, O God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me praise my God. Help me. Grant me utterance, Father. Touch my heart. Draw my heart to the Father in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the family say,
amen.
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 Amen. This would be an old song. I used to sing in those days when I was in, I don't know where I was. Oh no, I was in boarding school. When I think of the goodness and all He has done for me. Yeah. Come on, can I see that again? Listen, what? When I what? Of the goodness of Jesus.
and all he has done for me. Hallelujah.
Did you hear that? So when I think of what he's what of, when I think of the goodness and all that he it says, my soul what? Shout. That's praise. Where is the music? Where is the music? Now that's the praise we are talking about. That's the praise we are talking about. That's the one he writes on. That's the one he writes on. Not the one that you bop your head in the car, but your heart is far from him. No. That's a wasted effort. Wasted effort. Waste of time. Just put in MJ. Dun, 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 dun. Better. But if you are going this route, go all the way. Let lead with your soul. When I think of them, I can sing. Come in. I can sing. Okay, I believe you. I receive it in Jesus' name. Yeah? Come on. Can we sing that song one more time as we close? Come on, one, two, go. When I think of the goodness of Jesus. Come on, sing like you mean it.
And all he has done for me. My very soul shall shout. Hallelujah.